in the loss? I can tell you right now, I'm at a loss. There are 363 teams in the NCAA. Guess who is 363rd in points produced at the free throw line?
That'd be Penn State.
Dead last. And don't be some smart aleck that says, well, all they do is shoot threes. Just, you know, like, watch the games, okay? I mean, how many two-point shots did they take last night? I mean, way more than threes. Not even close. In the first 28 minutes of last night's game, now let me get to the previous point that Micah made about the defense. This is three straight games now where it's right around 50% for the opponent. Unacceptable. And the point he made about Hepburn and Esiagen. I think when I was previewing the game yesterday with you, and I know I did this with the group I spoke to a group yesterday morning. They asked, what were the keys? I said, you can't let Hepburn and Esiagen shoot threes. And I specifically mentioned Esiagen because Esiagen is not just a good three-point shooter. He's a terrific three-point shooter. Now, he can't defend you. Even you'd score on Esiagen. But in time, that'll change because he's a good ball player. But that was the whole thing. You could not let them shoot threes. Those two, I mean, Jordan Davis hit two last night. So what? I mean, honestly, that's not what he's talking about. He is not talking about a Jordan Davis who has won for his last 14 and threes, hitting two threes. I mean, he's open for a reason. You know, no offense, you want him shooting threes. But those two, you know, they left them to go double somebody or on a switch and left them, and they hit shots. That's the killer. But in the ball game, in the first 28 minutes of the game, Wisconsin was called for 14 fouls. That's a foul every 2 minutes, right? That's about normal. And Wisconsin's averaging about 17 calls a game or something like that. Right. Last 17 minutes. Two. What? First 28 minutes, 14 fouls in Wisconsin. The last 17 minutes. This is when Penn State got into the bonus. Only two fouls were called against Wisconsin. Really? I mean, Dick and I are looking at each other. We're seeing all the bumping. We're seeing the grabbing. I mean, we can see it. I don't get it. I don't get what we're watching here. I've watched this a long time. You see stuff like that. Pickett hasn't shot a free throw in three games. Three games. He's not a guy that's standing out at the three-point line. Yeah, he took a couple of three-pointers in yesterday's game, but everybody knows he has the ball in his hands a decent percentage of the time. And guess what? He's in the lane a decent percentage of the time. And you're telling me this guy is not shooting any free throws? He's not shooting any free throws? I mean, there's something not right here. I mean, I think I made the comment on the broadcast when they got to the bonus. He says, or, you know, I know what it was. They got to nine, to the double bonus. All right? Dick says they'll be shooting the two the rest of the way. I said, do you really think they're going to shoot any? Dick looked at me after the game. He says, I remember what you said. He said, you were right. They didn't shoot any. Once they got the nine, they shot no free throws. None. And the critical play of the game was exactly the same critical play of the game at Wisconsin. It's about 3 minutes to go. Penn State had not had a two-possession lead all night. They're up three. Pickett gets down, backs in, contact with Hepburn, boom, backs in, contact with Hepburn, right? Backs in, contact, Hepburn flops. Sorry, Chucky, you flopped, okay? Just like you did at Madison. And guess what? They bought it. Penn State got called for three illegal screens last night. Now, I will tell you flat out that the Andrew Funk one was an excellent call. Andrew did. That was an illegal screen. No getting around it. At the top of the key. Illegal screen. The other two were the dribble handoff stuff where I hate that. What is it about this conference where they hate offense? I've said this for years now. This is the only conference I look at in America, in football, in basketball, and in any major sport that does everything they can to take away offense. And, you know, that's the league's got a problem right now, and guess what? They don't understand that they have a problem. The problem they have right now is that people want to see points. Last night was 79-74, but that was in overtime. So it was 68-68 at the end of regulation. Not bad. But look at all the games in this conference that have been 54-52. Northwestern beat Wisconsin. Michigan State beat Maryland 63-58. Right? I mean, come on. Now, I've seen it a couple places, too. I just saw Tennessee beat Auburn 45-43. Something like that. So it's not like it's not just happening in the Big Ten. But there's got to be more flow going on out there. There's got to be. Now, Penn State lost the game because of their defense. But you finally take the lead. You're at home. Your top guard's got it. He's backing in. Contact from the back. Boom. Contact from the back. Third time he falls down. So what, he falls down? I'd have called a flop. I'd have called basket counts, a foul, and a flop. Sorry. But, you got to let the offensive guy play offense. You can't just keep sticking your chest out. Guess what sticking your chest out does? That means you're moving forward, last I checked. To stick your chest out, you're moving forward. I'm at a loss for this. And I'm telling you right now, I know exactly the sequence that caused this to happen. Exactly the sequence. With about 12 and a half minutes to go in the game, Wisconsin was whistled for three consecutive fouls and went from 4-7 up on the board in a blink. And Greg went berserk.
Yeah, that's laughable.
Now I get that that Greg's just, hey, look, he's coaching the game. I got that. I'm not. But these guys let him buy into it. Like, come on.
But I think it just goes back to what you said before. Don't call what you don't see.
Right. And I'm telling you right now, the picket play, they flat out got wrong.
I agree.
They got wrong, and they got it wrong in Madison, too. And I went back and looked at the one in Madison. I was like, said to myself, why did I do that? Why did I bother looking? Because that's a pivotal call. So now suddenly he's scoring and he's at the line. And guess what? You're up two possessions. Now the game pressure's all on them. Nope, instead, now it's foul on Pickett. Penn State's like, what the heck? Hepburn comes down, hits a three, game tied. Really?
And in addition to that, I don't know if you feel the same way, Steve, but I feel like there was a lot of missed calls on Seth Lundy. Especially late in the game, behind the arc, that could have gone a couple other opportunities for Penn State, with the game in the balance.
I didn't really... This is where I felt like where Lundy got. It wasn't really on offense. And some people said they thought he was fouled on the three that tied the game. I didn't. I just thought he just hit the three and Klismet played great defense. I mean, it really did.
That's where I was. I thought he was fouled myself. I'm with the others there.
A lot of people said that to me, and I was like, I didn't really think twice about it. I mean, I know Seth went down, but I mean, I didn't really think twice about that because he hit the shot. I was like, okay. I thought it was just a great shot. You know, other people may have a different opinion. I respect that. But where Lundy, every time Lundy would cut through without the ball, he kept getting grabbed. And on defense, on rebounds, he kept getting grabbed. And you're like, come on. I'm just at a loss that a team can suddenly change and go from a foul every 2 minutes to a foul every 8.5 minutes. I'm in a total loss for that. How the heck did they ever change that? It's kind of amazing, huh? Amazing, amazing.
I agree.
Again, I go back to my original point. And my original point goes back to leaving those two guys open enough to score. And, you know, and Penn State's been struggling inside with post defense. We know that. You know, especially the last three games. And Asijan and Hepburn hit their threes. Huge. Right? I already outlined all that. Right? So I outlined all the problems that Penn State had in the game. So it's not like I sat there and go, this is the only reason why. No, I outlined the problems to start with. But I'm sorry. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at a guy that is going in the lane, in traffic, with the ball, and not once in a while, a lot. And he fouls out and never gets to the free throw line. Really? So he's in the lane all the time. And the game's over. He's fouled out, but he personally never got to the line. What the heck? What are we watching here? You know, the dribble handoff and like illegal scrimmage, and they're like, you've got to be kidding me. I thought they were finally getting that farce out of the game. Nope. Resurrected itself last night. That was three turnovers. Now the one on Funk at the top of the key. Andrew Nelly moved, but he put his hands out. That's a foul. The other two, cut me a break. I mean, those are empty possessions there. I don't know. Penn State may have missed the shot, may have turned it over in another way. I don't know. But they're empty possessions. They even had a chance at a shot. You're just running your play, and everybody's looking around like, what the heck? I don't know. Well, Penn State gets 11% of its points total from the free throw line. 11%. That's 363rd in the country. And it's not just because they only shoot threes. They do not just only shoot threes. They actually had more two-point baskets last night than Wisconsin did. On to Maryland. We'll talk about this with Micah tonight. Randy Jepson will also be on the show. But it's just, I just walked out of there last night. I'm like, just really uncomfortable with what I saw. Because it's the same thing. Okay? Brad Davison had a reputation for flopping at Wisconsin. Okay. In going through scouting reports the first time through, okay, not this time, but the first time through, it was specifically brought up that when Chucky Hepburn gets in trouble underneath the basket, he will hit the deck. That everybody should be aware of that. And guess what? Jalen backed him in Wisconsin. Chucky was in trouble. So Chucky just took a chance and got the call. Last night, Jalen's got him point blank. Chucky's in trouble. What did he do? Fell down, got away with it. Like, really? This is how we're going to play the game of basketball? I don't know. I'm sure they're all smarter at the conference level than I am. All right. Well.